Let's go to the Word this morning. Hey, look at us. It's 9:35. Can you believe it? Before you know it, it'll be 5 after, and I'll still be talking. No. Come on, let's go. Here we go. On Sunday morning, I do 2 different messages totally. Been doing it for years that way. I know I'm weirdo like that. But if you want to come, you can get your cup full, man. You can come a couple of different times. So that's what we're doing. This morning, we just happen to be in the Old Testament. And not always that way, but today we are. In a little series called, say it with me, Family. And if you're here for the first time, you're just getting to know us, we use this big old screen up here. I tell everybody I got the biggest Bible in Inglewood right here. Amen? Certainly, we love you to have your Bible and read your Bible, but it's more important to me that you read your Bible after you're here. Y'all listen to me or not? Okay? I want you, when you're here with me, to pay attention and look on this big screen. Sometimes we go so fast, you can't even keep up with us. Okay? And then you can go back also on all our different websites, different things that we do, and get these messages and to look at them again. Today, in a little series, Family Reality, say that last part with me. It what? And that's not a bad thing, guys. It is what it is. We need to deal and we need to live in reality. Okay? Wishing your family was some other family, wishing your life was some other life, it's not going to do a hill of beans or nothing. Are y'all hearing me or not? Say, you got what you got and you are where you are because it is what it is. Okay? But the good thing is, He's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But you've got to press into Him. Okay? And He's the change. He's the one that can change everything because He can change you. Amen? So, it is what it is. This is a huge message today just from the life of a man. I'm just going to overview his life. But if you get some of it and let it get on you, it'll be good for you. Here we go. Family reality. Today's message, deliberate sincerity. Why do I say that? Because sincerity has to be deliberate. Okay? You're not going to fall into being the real deal. You're not going to fall in or just go, well, look at me, I just am all sincere now. No, you're going to be sincere because you make an effort. You're not wanting to play the game. Did you know you can stop lying if you want to stop lying? Yes or no? Say, stop lying! Come on! Okay? You can be real. Quit playing the cover-up. So many people live a fantasy life. They make stuff up about I'm this, that, whatever. You're never going to change unless you meet God face to face, baby. Head on. And your position needs to be on the floor. Amen. And he said, if you humble yourself, I'll what? Lift you up or exalt you. So that's this message today. Deliberate sincerity. Let's look at it. We're going to roll some slides now. Here we go. Now, what have we seen? We've only been in this little series a couple of weeks. It'll only last about 4. This is the second one. And we had Memorial Day, then we had Loving Hands, so we've had a big break. So we need to look, what have we seen so far, real quick? Some people, even family, can be really what? Mean. If you were here for the first message, Hannah's husband was married to another woman as well. Back in the day, that's what they did. You can ask God about it sometime. I don't like it either. Okay? It's what happened. Okay? And the woman's name was Peninnah, and she treated Hannah like crud. Amen? Just was really, really abusive to her because Hannah could not have what? Children. So some people, even family, can be really mean. But God cares and answers really what? So Hannah prayed. Hannah prayed. She was at the temple. And Eli was the priest, and she prayed. And we learned something else. Preachers can have really what? I come by it honest. Yeah, here we go. What did Eli say when he saw Hannah praying? He said, you are what? You are drunk. He looked at her over there, she's praying. Lips were moving. And Eli, the priest, because he's the priest, man. He likes to keep it all in order and everything, you know. And he said, he rebuked her because she looked like a drunk woman. He thought she was drunk. And she said, I ain't drunk. I'm praying, fool. Maybe it's been a while. She didn't say that, but anyway. She was a sweet woman. Anyway. But she was praying. Okay, maybe he hadn't seen it a while in the temple because his two boys were awful. We're not getting into all that. But Hophni and Phinehas were his two sons, and Eli was not a good priest himself. And so he sees her, he rebukes her. What happened? She had a beautiful boy. His name was what? Samuel. She had a little baby. And we're going to pick up the story right there. A little bit of review, but it'll intertwine now. Samuel was a man of deliberate sincerity. She said to the Lord, she said to the priest, "If you give me a child, I'll give him back to you to serve you all the days of his life." And a lot of mamas wouldn't do that. She kept him till he was weaned. How hard would that be? It'd be easier to just let him go right on the first day. But she weaned him, and she took him to the temple. We'll pick up the story there. Let's look at it. Keep going. We're going to see the word sincerity a lot in the message today. What does sincere mean? What does sincere mean? This is something you can learn if you want to learn today. A lot of people don't know this unless you've heard us say it here. Or you check out etymologies of words, which a lot of people don't do. Sincere is genuine. It's honest. Here's what the word sincere in its root form really means. To pass the test of light. Say that with me. To pass the test of light. What does sincere mean? Say it with me. To pass the test of light. When light shines through your life, the light of God, does your life pass the test? It should. It's not about being perfect. It's about being sincere. The way you live, what you say, do you live in the reality of who you are? Okay? How many ever in your life you've just tried to change who you are? You just weren't happy with who you are? Come on, people, come on! Yes! It's not wrong to want to change certain things and behaviors, but how many it took you a while to realize that you're fearfully and wonderfully made and you're okay the way God made you? Can I see your hand? How about that? Okay? Sincerity, passing the test of light. It comes from this word, sincera. L'italiano. Yeah. The word sincera means without wax. Have I lost you? To pass the test of light. Without wax. See, a lot of us, we wax our lives and we get all waxed. Yeah. Okay? And we live like that. Okay? What does that mean? To pass the test of light without wax. What does the word sincere mean? Here we go. Okay, let's hold back it up. Here we go. You were waiting on me, weren't you? Okay, there you go. Back in the day, you may have heard us say this before. Ancient times, they would take pottery. And what the crooked potters would do, there'd be a crack in the pottery. Say crack pot. Not crack pipe, crack pot. Come on. Here we go. Crack pot, crack pot, crack pot. They would take a piece of pottery that was cracked, have a hairline crack maybe, and they would fill that crack in with what? Wax. And so the pottery was not sincere. Do you understand? And they would hold it up to the light. I mean, you see it on the shelf. Wow, that's pretty. Let's buy that. And then they would hold it up to the light. Hang on, son. Hold it up to the light, and they could see the crack. It was a crack pot. And you could hear the Italian guy go, "No, sincera! No, you cheat me, man! No, sincera!" Yeah. That's what God says to us. He sees us. He knows us. And we try to live in this world and fool our world and fool our friends and fool our family. and we try to fill in our life instead of the real deal, instead of accepting what it is in our life, because it is what it is. We try to fill it with things other than God and His Word and repentance and truth and change through Him, and we live this life and we're crackpots. You hearing me? That's where the word comes from. You should never forget that word again, as long as you live. Sincere. That's what it means. Not to be a crackpot, to pass the test of light without what? Wax. Now, the things about reality shows, we're talking about reality, is that you're able to see people as they really what? How many like reality shows? Me neither. There we go. Actually, I don't mind them. I just don't have that much time to do it. And I also, my life is a reality show. My life is a reality show. The people I work with, their lives are reality shows. The people that come to see me, which is a lot of you, your life's a reality show. I think they could make a reality show just on Fellowship Church and actually what goes on in our office and the different people that come in and out of our office. It's a reality show. It's real, man. Come on. When you look at Samuel, this young man, what you see is what? What you get. So let's look at it. What you get out of Samuel is a deliberate sincerity. That is, he was sincere on purpose. He was sincere on purpose. He was sincere. See, guys, if you don't want to live a life that's full of those cracks, because it's just so easy for us to wax over or gloss over a situation, instead of dealing with it. But you can do this if you want to, but you'll never be sincere unless it's on what? Purpose. He was deliberately sincere. Now, it started with his mother. We talked about that. She vowed a vow. She said, "O Lord of hosts, if you would indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me and not forget your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto thee, Lord, all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." He would actually take this thing called the Nazarite vow. "Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, called his name what? Saying, because I have asked him of the Lord." His name means ask of the Lord, or received of the Lord. Amen? "For this child I prayed, the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked from him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord." As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there at the temple. So where did his sincerity get started in this man's life? It started with his who? Mama, that should be an encouragement. Parents, that should be an encouragement to us. Live out sincerity before your children. Say that with me. Live out sincerity before your children. Can we do it again? Live out sincerity before... I know as parents we try to hide their little eyes and little ears from hearing things and all that kind of good stuff. But guys, and I understand that, but you ought to really try the best you can to live out a sincere life before them. Be honest with them about situations, different things. Be sincere with your children. Did you hear me? Okay. If you say something, do it. Say that with me. If you say something, okay? Listen, if you say, your little bottom's going to get wore out when we get to the house. When you get to the house, wear it out. I'm serious. If you do that again, I'm going to spank you. You let it get them to spank you. They automatically learn you're just a liar. You don't mean what you say. When a child starts understanding, you mean what you say. Now, that's discipline. How about in other areas of life, though? You say something to your child. "Hey, yeah, we're going to go here. Now, on Friday, we're going to go do this." But you know, another buddy calls you about something, and you got another opportunity. So you know who gets to shaft? The kid does. "We're not going to do that now." And we make little excuses. "Call him, but fine." Be sincere. Is that right, Miss Rachel? Exactly. Teacher over here going, mm-hmm. You see it, don't you? People that work with children in their life, they see that. Amen? You listening? Come on. Y'all with me? Come on. So, Hannah lived out that what? Sincerity. She wasn't blowing smoke. She meant what she said, and she did what she said. Boy, I'm taking a long time getting here. I believe that that got on and inside of Samuel. Say that with me. I believe that that got... And don't you want sincerity to get on your children? Say. Yeah. If you're just living that way before... Listen to me, guys. Keep focused. Help me, Raj. Okay? That wasn't me. Roger's down here. It's the speaker. He's down here laughing. How can I preach when you're laughing like this? We need to get like a black thing and put it over your head. Do you know how hard this is? Say, you don't see him. Grief. Flip the screen. It's not a good screen to be on. Go. Are you all right? Hang on. Shh. Here we go. Stop it. Don't say something or do something you don't what? Mean. Keep going, Raj. Can you just at least do that as you're laughing? Now, Hannah continued to bless him. She played an active role in his life. She did drop him off at the temple, gave him to Eli. But Samuel ministered before the Lord being a child. He was girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat. And she brought it to him year to year when she came up with her husband to offer their yearly sacrifice. So she saw her son once a year. Would make him things. But kept that contact with him. That's my mama. That actually helped Samuel. It wasn't much, but it was something. Amen? We can learn a lot from this. You could see it in Samuel as a young boy. Let's look at it. Now, Roger, I thought we were going to back up and look at some Scripture, but we'll just talk about it. Let's see what happens. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Hang on. What happened in this story? I'll just tell it to you for sake of time anyway. Little Samuel was sleeping. How many knows the story? Okay, just a couple. A few of us in this room. Little Samuel was laying sleeping, and he heard a voice speak to him, and it was really the voice of God. And he got up and he went to Eli the priest's room and said, "Here am I. Yes, sir. You called?" And Eli said, "I didn't say nothing. You go on back and get in that bed. What's wrong with you?" So the little boy goes back to sleep. Goes back to his room. Goes to sleep. Here's the voice of God again calling to him. Where does he go? To who? He is really getting on his priest's nerves. "Go back to your room!" You know? I don't know what he said. I know what I'd have said. But anyway. So he does it a third time. And he goes to Eli. And Eli says, "It must be the Lord. If it happens again, say, speak, for your servant hears." You hear me? So this is a young boy. God is speaking to him. I think we can learn something about that too. You can go ahead and hang it up and forget about it. If you're a fake, if you're phony, if you're covering yourself up with wax and all this kind of mess, and you're not really true and you're not passing the test of light, but you're telling us how God talks to you and you're believing God's speaking to you. He's not! Are you hearing me? He doesn't work that way. When we're full of ourselves, when we're proud, when we're trying to cover up, we're trying to play games, you've got all kinds of scriptures. You can quote them all day. But the bottom line is, God demands that we humble ourselves. Would you agree with that, church? Humble ourselves. And that's where real change starts anyway. He's not saying you've got to be perfect, because He made us. He knows we're not going to be. But we can be sincere. Yes or no? Sure we can. Samuel learned this early. And Samuel lay until the morning, and he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. What was the vision? The vision was that the things that God had said was going to happen was going to happen. Okay? Especially it was going to happen to the Philistines, but it was going to also happen to the priest's sons and to the priest himself. Judgment was going to come on this house. Okay, now I don't have it all just down pat. You can read that yourself and you'll find a lot more that I didn't say that'll help you understand better. So the point is, he got a vision from God that he did not want to tell the priest. Amen? Yes or no? Wow. So God's talking to his heart because he's a sincere little young man. Help us. Anyway, at least you know what it is now. He laid until the morning. The doors of the house of the Lord were open, and Samuel feared to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And he answered, "Here am I." And he said, "What is the thing that the Lord hath said unto you? I pray, don't you hide it from me." Well, Samuel didn't hide stuff, did he? Because he was what? Sincere. And I think that's why Jesus tells us, "Suffer little children to come unto me." See, being insincere is a learned pattern many times, and us adults are so good at it. But a little child yet is still pure, and they're tender. They don't know how to play the cover-up games and all that kind of mess like we adults do. Y'all listening or not? So God speaks. Jesus says, "Let little children come to me." Absolutely. Okay? And he's using this little guy. And Eli says, "What is the thing that the Lord has said unto you? I pray thee, don't you hide it from me. God do so to you. And more also, if you hide anything from me at all, the thing that he said to you." Now, I don't know what he's thinking the Lord said. I don't think he's expecting to, you know, what he said. And Samuel told him every whit he hid nothing from him. And he said, Eli said, "It's the Lord. Let him do what seems good." But it was not just judgment elsewhere. It was judgment on his own house. It was coming. And as Samuel grew up, the Lord was what? With him. And Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. And did not let what? None of his words what? As he followed the Lord, as the Lord spoke to Samuel, led Samuel, things that Samuel would say that the Lord had spoke to him. Listen, God did not let those things not come to pass. See, that's the beauty of being sincere and following the Lord and banking it on God's Word, the book. When you speak God's Word, when you say God's Word, when you take God's Word, put it inside of you, you eat it up. You need to be sincere when you're doing that. God will bring it to pass. Did you hear me? God is faithful. He will not suffer a man to be tempted above that which he's able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. Does the Word of God say that? Those are the kinds of things you can claim as a child of God when you're sincere. Did you hear me? All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. But wait a minute. If you're insincere, don't expect that promise to be fulfilled. If you are sincere, you can bank it on the book that regardless of what mess you go through in life, listen to me, God will cause it to work for your good and His glory. Did you hear me? What a great way to live. So this being sincere is not a bad thing, guys. This being sincere is an awesome thing. It's good for your kids. It's good for others around you. But it's also the direct connect, how God's going to work in your life. Have I lost you this morning? It's a big deal. This covering up, you might not think it's that big a deal. Well, you know I did a little. Man, you're short-circuiting some incredible things in your life. But you're going to have to do this deliberately. You're going to have to push this way because this is not easy. Satan wants you just to be a crackpot. But Jesus said, "You're the what? You're the light of the world." Amen? Come on. You have incredible power. And God wants to use you. Now think about the house he grew up in. And I'm not going to get into this a lot. But here's Samuel. He went against the flow in his own house. He grew up with two older brothers, Hophni and Phinehas. Hophni and Phinehas were priest's sons. They were priests themselves. And when they actually, the Bible says they were vile. They would actually be having, I hate to say this, but sex outside the temple with women and things like that. It's no wonder preacher's kids get the rap they get. Because these were preacher's kids right here. You listening, yes or no? Absolutely. Well, God took them out. Okay? These two guys were judged by God and killed. Okay? But Samuel, even though he saw this kind of mess going on in his house, he chose what? Stop being an excuse maker. Yeah, but you know, this happened, and we make excuses. How many have made excuses in your life to excuse the behavior of your life, and you knew it was crazy, but you did it anyway? You're just excusing it, just excusing it. There you go. How'd that work for you? It's not good, is it, guys? Come on. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, say this with me, knew that what? Was what? To be a prophet. People ought to know us. They know our personality, all that kind of stuff. They might know our goofiness and our quirks and all these kinds of things. But you know what they ought to know about us? That guy's solid. That guy's solid right there. If he says something, you can count on it. He means what he says. He does what he says. Why can't we say that? Why can't that be said about us? Yes or no? Yes or no? Why can't the man you're married to know that you're just absolutely honest? Or the woman you're married to know that you're just absolutely honest? Why can't we be honest? Say, why play the game? Did I lose you? You'll have such a better life if this is the way you live your life. Your children ought to know you're established. The person you're married to ought to know you're established. The people you work with ought to know that that's an established person right there. That's a tough message because this hits us where we live. It ain't even gets 10 o'clock. I got to hush. And he said unto him, we're not going to do much more, Raj, because we've made the point. He said unto him, behold, now there is in a city, set with me, a what? A man of God. And he's a what? And all that he what? Surely comes to what? Now let us go there. Peradventure, he can show us what? We should go. You know, I think that's a fine place to end this message. Let's be those kind of people. I don't need you to lie about us here at Fellowship Church to get people to come to Fellowship Church. You can tell them what I look like. You can tell them the way I talk. You can tell them whatever you want to tell them. Because when they get here, it's going to be the real deal that they're going to see anyway. Why make us something we're not? Hey, I like us pretty much as we are, guys, to be honest with you. You hearing me? And if we're on a quest to be more real, more sincere, more committed to Christ, our words, our yea being a yea and our nay being a what? I think when they come here, they'll find a pretty good thing. Are you hearing me, yes or no? Okay, let's work on that. Say, we'll work on that. Come on. How about again? We'll what? One more time, we'll what? Because I think every one of us can work on this area of being a little more sincere. Don't you think? Come on. Amen. Good word for our heart today. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. A lot more up on that screen, but...